The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good stuff. Do you know, I think we'll introduce our studio guest, who has manfully struggled in here through awful traffic. Mr. David Barton, the motorist lawyer. David, welcome to the show. We'll get Jules to sort you out on the microphone. It's lovely to have
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to
Hello,
see
Paul.
You. Yeah. Thank you for struggling in.
No, thank you for asking me back again.
Horrendous journey.
Lovely new studio.
Yes. Oh, yes. You haven't been to this one before, have you?
No.
It's a bit large and echoey, isn't it?
But it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer than the last one.
Mm.
A bit more elbow room.
David loved the last one.
No, I made
so
it.
So much so, he came
I made
on.
It down, notwithstanding the queues, and stuck, of course, rigidly to the speed limits all the way.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Tell us a little bit about you. I know you've been on the show before, but of course we have loads of new listeners now. So tell us a bit about you and what you do.
I'm a solicitor. I'm based in Maidstone. But I provide a service to drivers throughout the South East, those who get into difficulty with road traffic law, speeding, drink driving, points, disqualification, anything to do with magistrates and Crown Court prosecutions in criminal law. That's what I do.
David, I want to ask you some questions here, and I'm not sure if this
They're
is your
legal.
Field or not. So no. It's just that you know, David specialises in law in this country.
Mm.
But talking about driving laws, I mean, recently in France, they've started to introduce stuff where you have to carry breathalyser kits and stuff like that.
They have, yeah. Yes. Well, with effect from the beginning of this month, 2nd of July, France implemented a new law that requires all drivers in France, irrespective of the country they come from, to carry a self-breath test kit. And the reason
costing
is...
Costing how much?
I gather they're about £2 a go.
Right.
Mm. You can buy them at channel ports.
Yeah. Street hawkers.
Yes.
But that's Rose to go on. With your yellow jacket and your triangle.
Well, you have to have a yellow jacket and a triangle in the car.
Right.
So in the boot isn't good enough. And I know of drivers that have come back recently from trips in France who have picked up €90 fixed penalties for not having their jackets or their triangles in the car
What's
with them.
What's the reason for having it in the car, not the boot, then?
If you're if you have to stop because you've suddenly broken down, you can emerge from your car jacketed.
Right.
Okay.
And you don't have to fiddle around trying to find it in the boot.
Right.
And some of the prevailing advice I'm aware of says that if you're stopped by a police officer, you ought to be able to emerge from your car wearing a jacket, and that way you don't fiddle around and you're ready to display the triangle at the same time.
And so I suppose you're also a sitting target. If you're at the back of the car and you're on a motorway, then it's probably a bit more dangerous.
Yeah,